So that's point number four. Then point number five, be genuine. Don't put on an act. Some people are born actors. But that's not really the way to communicate the Dharma. Recently, as you probably know, I've been in Germany. I happened to be visiting some of the disciples of Lama Govinda, especially Advaita Vajra, who in a sense is his chief disciple and the leader of the main Arya Maitreya Mandala group. And they were talking about the different Western teachers who were or had been functioning in Germany. I'm not going to mention any names, but they mentioned about one who apparently, so we were told, on one occasion came onto the stage, to give his talk, still shaving. So it wasn't clear whether, he just wanted to convey that he was such a busy man and giving so many lectures and was so popular that he didn't even have time to shave before coming onto the stage, or whether he just did it as a sort of gimmick anyway. Well, it sometimes works. It sometimes attracts people's attention, but I think one must be very, very wary about putting on or trying to put on this sort of act. Sometimes people do it in less obtrusive ways. Sometimes, of course, they do it out of shyness or embarrassment. They're not able to be themselves. Of course, I don't mean that you should be yourself in this sort of current, alternative sense, which usually means not being yourself at all, but putting on some act of being yourself, which usually means being sort of pseudo-spontaneous and natural and with it and all the rest of it. So, be genuine. Just be yourself in the real, authentic sense. Don't just act being yourself. Don't try to put on some sort of act which will impress people or draw people's attention. I think this is quite important. I think if there is any effort to be made in this direction, it's not trying to be yourself, but making an effort to try not to try to be yourself, if you see what I mean. Just be yourself. I mean, it should be dead easy. But very often it isn't. Well, what is this self? That's the other question. I ask this question because I'm taking a bit of work through the convention. Part of the work is a book which I have undertaken to review for the Times Higher Education Supplement. It is on the self. It's a great thick volume. Or it's an interdisciplinary study of the self. It's about 20 papers by 20 distinguished people, from neurologists to theologians, and so I've got to read this and think of something to say about it in 1500 words. So yes, this self is not such a simple subject. Perhaps, after all, perhaps when I say be yourself, well, you might say, well, what self? But that's another question altogether. But be genuine. Don't put on an act. And this is point number five. And this might seem blindingly obvious, but I make the point, because as I said at the beginning, I'm probably going over well-worn territory. Communicate the Dharma. When you're communicating the Dharma, you are communicating the Dharma. You are not communicating yourself. You're not communicating your own sort of, pet ideas and theories, and you should not be concerned with communicating the Dharma in my way. Sometimes people think, well, I've got my individual way of communicating the Dharma, and I'm going to do it my way. There's a favorite slogan of the advertisers, let's do it your way, or you should be thinking in terms of doing it my way. Yeah? But that's not really the Dharmic attitude at all. You shouldn't think of trying to put yourself across as a communicator of the Dharma. You yourself, for better or for worse, will come across. You will make an impression. Of course, the less impression you make, yeah, and the greater the impression the Dharma makes, the better. You should be transparent, as it were. You should be a medium for the Dharma. Hmm? So you shouldn't think too much about doing it in your particular way. You should just be concerned with communicating the Dharma. Your mind should be on the Dharma. Your heart should be with the Dharma, not on yourself, not on your particular special way, your individual way of communicating it. Okay? So that also is a very important point, point number six.